Hayim yem chavdal do der alef. Admuram tsoi onol Reb Hillel Paritzer al shei losi. The Mittler Rebbe responded to a question of Reb Hillel Paritzer. Im yazer chsidus gam ba yoris shanashem ein loim musik b'chsidus. If he should review and teach chsidus also in towns and villages where the people have no conception of chsidus. And the Mittler Rebbe said, Divrei chsidus her de neshoma. Words of chsidus are heard by the neshoma. Uksiv, and it says in Shir Hashirim, V'noizlim min levonin. And the waters are flowing from Lebanon. Levonin, the word Levonin consists of two parts. First part is Lev, and the second part is Nun. Lev is 32, and Nun is 50. Chochma ubina shebin neshoma. This alludes to the 32 paths of Chochma, wisdom, and the 50 gates of understanding, Bina, within the soul. Unat the neshoma heard, and when the neshoma hears chsides, is neizel v'neitef in der ha'oris ha'neshoma v'siz mechayid em guf. There is a flow of drop in the radiance of the soul that vitalizes the body. And it fortifies in the in the do good of the 248 positive commandments, and in the turn from evil of the 365 negative commandments. This is from a letter the Friedrich Rebbe wrote to a Rav who emigrated to Eretz Yisrael, and he complained that even though he was repeating Chassidus for the people, he doesn't find the people receptive. They don't understand Chassidus. And he was complaining and he didn't know what to do. So the Friedrich Rebbe responds, first of all, that your Chazarin Chassidus is very important and I appreciate that very much. But when you say that they're not used to it and they don't understand, so I want to tell you what I heard from an elderly Chassid who heard from Reb Hillel Paritzer that although he didn't manage to meet the Alter Rebbe face to face, after the Alter Rebbe passed away and the Mittler Rebbe came back to Lubavitch, Reb Hillel was from the first ones to travel to the Mittler Rebbe and he spent there many months. And the Mittler Rebbe instructed all the young men as they were returning home that every town and village that they passed by, they should repeat the chassidus that they heard in Lubavitch. So Reb Hillel asked the Rebbe, but what should I do? Most of the villages and the towns that I pass by, the people are God-fearing Jews, but they are very uneducated and they have absolutely no knowledge in chassidus. So the Mittler Rebbe went into deep thought and he said, Chassidus awakens the soul. And as far as the soul is concerned, we have one father. We're all the same. And when you speak Chassidus, the Neshoma hears it. After the Neshoma hears, there is a flow from the soul into the body. And it affects the body to be strengthened in the keeping of the positive and the negative mitzvahs. And the Rebbe says, since then, 120 years have passed and we see the success that when you chazer chassidus, it has an effect that Jews strengthen themselves in the fear of God and being vigilant in keeping mitzvahs and studying Torah and good character traits and Avos Yisroel. So we have to continue to teach chassidus because through the soul it affects the Jew.